there was a question that was discussed by Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igirot Moshe Chelek Ibn Ha'ezer, Chelek Gima Siman Yud Het, about a double ring ceremony, which some of the modernists have instituted, that after the Hatan gives the Kala a ring and says, Aram Mikudeshet Li, so now the Kala wants to give the Hatan a ring also. And they want to exchange the rings. So Rabbi Feinstein wants to know, is this proper? Now it's clear halachically it has no value. The law is that the man is Mekadesh the lady with Shavit Peruta and not vice versa. So clearly it's nothing more than a gift, as a matana. However, Rabbi Feinstein held Asur la'asotken. They should not do it, at least under the chuppah, as part of the ceremony. So he said, number one, it's the way of the goyim that they switch rings, and therefore it could be bordering in following the ways of the goyim. And not only that, but he was concerned that if that becomes the practice in the future generations, people are going to think that that's what makes the wedding, that they're not married until you give two rings, and then could chas v'shalom lead to problems where people are going to make a surim and think that they're not married when they really are married. Therefore he holds it's not proper. Now we are faced with this dilemma sometimes where the hatan gets the kiddushin, the girl wants to give a ring after. So in that case where we don't want to make a scene under the chuppah, so the poskim write that b'di'avad em bekach kedei lebatel et hakiddushin, it's not going to break the kiddushin obviously because it's worthless, but he says over here in one of the sefarim Mishnat Yehoshua, mikol makom kishenizdamen nerav echad be'ezeh hatuna shemachlichim oto, they say no, we want to do it this way, hu anus, he has no choice. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was modeh in Chelek Ibn Ezer, Chelek Dalet Siman Yud Gimal, that tzarich leodia otam, that you have to tell them beferush, this is worthless, this doesn't count as any halakha, it's a matana be'alma, and she shouldn't say anything, hadeat mekudashli and all that, just give the ring and finish. But better would be to exchange that ring later when they go into the private room and they want to exchange more gifts, that would be proper. So again, you see how sensitive the ceremony is, that people think by adding to the ceremony, they're enhancing it. But in this case, it's a classic example of kolam mosif goreya, that sometimes more is less.